Wednesday morning. It's 6:30 a.m. Now, live from Bristol for the Radio X Road Trip. This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Good morning, Britain. Good morning, the rest of the world. Good morning to you. Hey, you. I hope you're okay. Well, this is interesting. So, I've not had this feeling for quite a long time. We are not in our usual studio. We are in a new studio because we're in Bristol. Now, if you've ever heard the old show, me and Dominic on the old show, you may know the rule and the world of doing an outside broadcast, as it's technically called, an OB, really. And normally, at this point in the show, I'd be, let's be honest, maybe still a bit drunk.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Or certainly hanging from not enough sleep.
Yeah.
My voice would be a little bit like that. I'd be desperately trying not to sound drunk and therefore overemphasizing my words. So really, I should have started like this. Good morning, because I don't know how the equipment works either. So that's normally how it works. But so far, so good. So we're normally in our beautiful, luxurious studios in Leicester Square in London. But we are live today from Bristol. It's like we've broken in to a abandoned radio station and hotwired it to work. It's the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing. There are people who are broadcasting from here today for Bristol, but I've not seen them, which is weird because you'd think they'd be in the studio next door. But there's everywhere I look, there are studios and they're all empty.
It's like 28 days later, isn't
it? It's really freaky. really freaky. But we're all here. Oh, and by the way, right, the whole thing is bizarre. The building we're in looks like, do you remember the TV show Life on Mars? Don't move your microphone. You can't move your microphone.
Did you hear that?
No, but do you know, what happens?
No.
Move your microphone and watch everybody else's microphones.
Okay.
It's like on a weird pulley system. If you want a little bit more, it either moves away from Dominic Pippa or me. There are four microphones on microphone stands attached to a piece of wood hanging out the ceiling. It's the only way I can describe it, right? So, yeah, you literally, you can't touch anything.
All right.
You have to do the entire show with your hands behind your back. So, yeah, the building we're in looks like the police station from Life on Mars,
yes.
Right? It's a really kind of like 70s, early 80s style architecture, which, as we all know, is rubbish, right? Opposite this radio station we're in, and I kid you not, is a hairdresser's. Has anybody noticed, apart from me and Dominic, what the name of the hairdresser's is? And you're allowed to throw as many guesses out as you can.
Sheer brilliance.
Well, you're kind of on the right line.
Oh,
there is a pun involved because it is a hairdresser's, but it's not sheer brilliance. Oh, you want to go again?
Yes, please. A cut above the rest.
Cut above the rest. No. Any Pippa, do you want to throw anything in? It's a hair. It's a pun to do with. Well, I'll give you a clue.
Bargain bangs.
I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Bargain
bangs.
Bangs.
Yeah, it's in fringe.
B-A-N-G-S.
Yep.
A fringe is a bang.
Bangs, yeah, you mean you have bangs cut.
I've never heard that before. But weirdly, you are the nearest because the hairdressers across the road from this radio station is called Blow Me. Now, let me give my thoughts to anyone who's thinking about opening a hairdresser's. I see the pun there because it's like a blow dry and you've called it Blow Me, but you've got to think about the reality of this. For example, you're going to have to tell the Saturday girl that when she's on the front desk and the phone rings, she has to answer the phone by going, "Good morning, Blow Me." And that's not, it's just not right.
Bargain Bangs sounds quite good now.
Bargain Bangs is an amazing name.
Thank you.
So yeah, if you were, if you answer the phone, if it rings, and you just say hello, you know, below me, and that will be, and then just take that the details.
I'm sorry, I do what?
Yeah, so you'd answer the phone, you go, good morning, blow me, and then go, oh hello, can I make an appointment? And you say yes. What time would you like to come in to blow me? What would work for you, sir?
11:30.
So you want to come in to blow me at 11:30?
Yes, please, if I could.
Right, and can I take your name, please?
Yes, it's Dominic.
Okay, right. And would you like the full service?
Yes, I'd like you to, yes, really,
sorry,
really...
I've realised I've just chosen Dominic to play the scenario of a customer phoning a hairdresser's.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
And Dominic has no hair, so... Fallen at the first hurdle of this fictitious hairdressing appointment scenario.
I'd like to have been in their creative meeting when they came up with that name.
I'd like to know if we checked mic levels before we started, because I'm starting to think, no, we didn't at all, because I'm clear as
not
anything.
Mine.
You sound like you're in another room.
I can't hear myself at all.
Pardon? So,
hello? 1, 2, 1, 2.
I can fix it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Keep going.
Hello.
There you go.
Okay.
That's nice. In fact, how is this for everyone?
I don't think
I'm fine, and I'm good with this. I think if people can hear me, then that's the main thing. So look, there's a bit of suck it and see on today's show. So as ever, when we do the show outside, I've been off the radio for 3 years. I'm only 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks into my stride, and now here we all are in this radio station / Munster's house. It's just like an abandoned radio station. It's crazy. But the engineers have come in and done a good job.
Yeah.
They've put up branding as well. So it says Radio X in the studio and it says Radio X in the window behind you. I mean, personally, if it was me, and I don't want to have a go at the engineers because they are in the studio, I'd have fixed this throw six to start pulley system for microphones. But that's just me. As long as get up the branding so it looks good. It's just the weirdest thing, isn't it? I'm fascinated by this place. And as I said, there are people on the air, but God knows where they are.
They're upstairs.
There's another floor?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
There's another floor?
Yeah.
What's up there? How many studios have they got? Because they're actually on the air.
A load more.
So that'll be, what, Heart Breakfast?
Yes.
With, you know, Lisa and Jonathan or something.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know who it is. Someone did actually tweet me.
They've got good names, if I recall.
Yeah, I think they have.
Yeah, Troy is one of them, isn't it?
Is that it?
Yeah, Troy and somebody, yeah.
let me Heart Brizzle. I'm just doing a Google search. Heart Brizzle. Let's see who's on.
Oh, it's Troy and Paulina.
Troy and Paulina. I mean, that's brilliant. Are they there? It's Ed, Troy and Paulina, by the way, if you want the full lineup.
Right.
Do you think they had a big... Do you think they got the arse with Ed going, your name's just too normal, dude? You know, you've got to jazz it up a little bit. I changed my name to Troy, and she changed her name to Paulina. You can't be Ed. You've got to be something like Patangyang Kippabang or something. Patangyang Kippabang in the morning. So there it is somewhere.
Blow me.
Good morning, blow me. Yes. And what time would you like to come in? Okay, so I have you down 11:30, blow me. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Bye. Do we do extras? I don't know what you mean. No, we don't do wet shaves. No, we don't. No, it's purely hair. Thank you. As winningly, I always know when I go home and I see... When I drive back to Leeds to see the parents, and I drive past Curl Up and Die, hairdressers, I know I'm almost home.
Yeah.
Curl Up and Die, you see? Because what they've done there is, Dominic, they've taken curls and dye, as in...
Dye.
What did you think it was? Curl. You thought the pun was just the curl?
I got the curl.
It's not a funeral parlour.
Okay?
I know.
I got the curl bit.
Yeah, but you just thought, and they just throw it. That's kind of like, blow me to death. That would be something like that. A cut above your coffin. So the reason we're in Bristol was last night was the first night of the Radio X road trip together with O2. I didn't see O2 last night. Was he there?
No, I didn't see him.
Looking forward to having a bit of a chat with him. Stereophonics played at the O2 Academy in Bristol last night. They were absolutely amazing. Great they were gig. On fire last night. A great way to start our road trip. They were brilliant. Kelly and the rest of the lads were absolutely awesome. Crowd were great. It was a horrible rainy night. We got into Bristol yesterday in the afternoon and it was absolutely chucking it down. It didn't really stop, did it? But it was lovely. And while we were rocking with the Stereophonics in Bristol at the O2 Academy, next door at the big theatre, Mary Poppins was flying yeah. around. Hey, they've got it all going on in Bristol, you know. We used to have this as the backup in case everything goes down in London, we can yeah. move to Bristol. All the studios were here. Just a little tip to Ashley. We just had a nightmare getting in this morning. Oh my God. We had the world's most stupid taxi driver this morning. And when I say that, in fact, he's not a taxi driver. I think this is the first time this man had ever even been in a vehicle. It was the most remarkable thing I have ever seen. And as I said, normally I'd be like a bear with a sore ass first thing because I've no sleep, I'd be feeling rough. Thank God I feel great, I got up early, I shower, I feel brilliant. Now, I've never driven a cab, right? But surely knowing where you're going is a huge part of it.
I would say so, yeah. Having some kind of knowledge of the roads area, the whole system, how the roads work and stuff, is pretty important for
yes.
a cab driver.
Yeah. Sure. You know, you hear a lot about the London taxi drivers who have done the knowledge, or like, you yeah. know, proper old school drivers across the UK, but predominantly London, who did the knowledge. And they know every street in London. They know it. They've had to learn it. They've spent years working all this out, remembering it. They are awesome. And with modern technology, I feel their pain that it's a dying art having that knowledge and everything like that because you got sat and everything. Well, let me tell you, they're going to start teaching some people how to use sat nav. That guy, I nudged Dominic. We're all, there's like seven of us in this big people carrier. I nudged Dominic and went, I genuinely thought he'd fallen asleep. We all get in, we close the door, we go, right, thanks very much, mate. How far away is it, Dom? I don't know. I think it's that far. That's good. All right. Pepper and Dave there already. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. How do you sleep? All right. Yeah. Yeah, I did just not long enough. But yeah, I got a really comfortable bed. Wasn't it lovely? It's really, really nice. Do you sleep all right, guys? Yeah, that's good. That's good. We're not moving. We're still outside the hotel. You all right there, mate? All right, mate. And on my life, all right, all I can see, because we're behind him, he's obviously driving, is he's got his finger hovering towards his sat-nav, and he's not moving. And I thought he'd passed out. And I kid you not, I'm not saying this as a joke, I thought he'd passed out. He was like this. Hello? Hello? He just didn't move. So I said, I nudged Dominic, I went, is he all right? Is he passed out? He goes, I don't know. Hello? Hello? We kind of need to be getting, do you know where you're going, mate? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, because you're not actually moving. I mean, physically the cab's not moving. You're also not moving yourself. So I get my phone out and I go, I take it this is Heart, right? It's got to pop up on Google Maps. Yeah. Heart Radio, right? That can't be too difficult to find. So as I'm Googling it, someone goes, do you know where you go? Yep. Right, Heart Radio, here it is. Let's find the address. Okay, so I'll then give him the full address, including postcode, how far away we are from our hotel, and he goes, yep, yep, yep. And then, so, it's got a zero in the postcode, so he's putting in, like, BS2OJF. No, it's not O, mate, you're putting an O instead of a zero. Yep, 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 yep. BS2OJF. You've done it again, pal. You've done it again. It's, right. It's not coming up. Yeah, it's not coming up because what you've done is you put in a code which doesn't exist anywhere in the world. So you've got to put the letter zero in. B. Now, there's now three of us telling him from the back of this people carrier what to do. B. Yeah, S. Yeah. Then go to numbers two. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. O, J. You've done it again, sweetheart. You've done it again. Just drive. Just drive. And then the weird thing is, he got in and he drove.
He did.
Didn't he seem like he knew where he was going?
Yeah, exactly. He was fine.
And he dropped us off, and then he pulls up and he goes, blow me? I went, I beg you, you're not even getting a tip, pal. You're not even getting a tip. Oh, no, no, we're opposite. Thank you, thank you. Yep. Drops outside the hairdresser's. I see what he said there. So, yes. And by the way, all this, and before 20 past six, well, before 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it was.
So, I'm, suffice to say, I'm wide awake. Oh, man.
And then we just got stuck in a lift.